Hi, my name is Rob. This is Alenka here. We'll try to convince you that if you're using Arrow or Parquet or something in that ecosystem, you should try Apache. You should try tensor arrays to store your tensor data or multidimensional array data. So our talk will compose shortly talking about Arrow extension types. Then we'll talk about fixed shape tensors, variable shape tensors, a little bit about the integration with NumPy, and then finally DLPack. So what are Arrow extension types? So Arrow currently provides several data types, but of course people always want more. So at some point we decided to add user extension types to enable people to build their own. Because some extension types are more often used than others, we also decided to make a registry of well-known extension types, or rather canonical types that live in the Arrow namespace. And we have implemented Arrow fixed shape tensor, Arrow variable shape tensor, JSON, opaque, and 8-bit boolean. These are the currently available specs for extension arrays. So let's first talk about the fixed shape tensor. So fixed shape tensors, right, are multidimensional arrays of certain type, and we represent them in Arrow with a fixed size list, which means that we have an array where, you can see there's each row is a set of values, and there need to be as many values as there are as if you multiply all the shape numbers, right? So if you have a 2x2 tensor, you should have 4 values there. And besides the data itself, we also carry metadata, which is the shape of these tensors. And optionally, we also bring dimension names and permutations. So permutation kind of helps you to calculate strides of the tensor out of the shape. Basically that's it. Data itself is stored in this fixed size list in contiguous or row major order. So that means that you can slice the array, right, and you can, each of these rows is a contiguous data for a tensor, so every cell in this array is a tensor by itself. Right, so here's an example of how metadata of such a tensor array is serialized. So we have shape, we have the names of dimensions, and then the permutation of dimensions. So out of the permutation, again, you can calculate the strides of the tensor. Now on to the second one, the variable shape tensor array. So this case is a little bit more complicated. Every row of the array is struct, because not only do we carry the data of the tensor, we also need to carry its shape. The way that struct arrays are done in Arrow, it basically means you have two child arrays next to each other. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. We carry them, and one contains the actual data. Sorry.
Was I muted?
Yeah.
Oh. There goes our promotions. Hi, stream. Nice to meet you. The variable, first we have the data as the first child array, and the second child array carries the shape of each individual tensor. Besides that, we also carry, of course, the dimension names, permutations, to calculate strides out of the shapes. And then we have this uniform shape. So this is in case we only one of the dimensions is being changed in the data. let's say you don't need to read the whole shape for every row. Data is also stored in row major or contiguous order. So here's an example of the uniform shape parameter. You can see that like the convention is the first value of shape will always be 400. The second one can change. The third one will always be 3. Right. So when the reader works with this, they don't need to read the first and the third parameter. Here the shape changes from row to row, but the dimension number always stays the same. That was kind of the design decision that we made. To you, Alenka.
Okay, so this is strange because this is for video. Anyway, I have to. This canonical extension types, the fixed shape one, is implemented in C++, Arrow C++, and it has bindings in Python. So we can check it out, play with it. I thought it would be nice to have an example in Python because it's nice to visualize. Here we import, we define which type we want. This is the extension type that's already in PyAero. You can use it. You have to tell it which data type you need, and you tell the shape of individual tensor. Then you give it the data from wherever you need it, and you define the storage type, which is, as we saw, the list. It has to have the same data type, and the length of the list has to match. So then you define the extension array out of with this method. So you go from storage, which is the list created out of the data, and then you give it the tensor type you need. Yeah, thank you. I had to trim it out a little bit so it would be visible. This is how the object looks like in PyAero if you print it out. So there's a list, and each element of the list is a tensor element of the array of the tensor type. Now, if you go to NumPy, you can see it's an ND array with the shape 422. And if you go back, the 4 shape is the length of the array. Okay? Is that clear? Yeah. So the first dimension is the length of the array, and then you have individual elements, which are individual rows, tensors in the Py arrow. Well, then, if you go back to NumPy, yeah, it will. So these are the individual tensors in the Py arrow array. Okay? And then you can also have a NumPy and ND array and go back. So you go forward, yeah. Another one, yes. So you could also have a NumPy array and go back to the Py arrow tensor array. Okay, so you can go forth and back between. Okay, so this is for an example. I hope that was useful. I would like to take a minute or so for DLPAC. DLPAC is a protocol. It enables interchange between Python libraries that have arrays, the array libraries or tensor libraries, to have a device aware, so it can live on CPU or GPU. It's aware of that, and it's meant to be a zero copy interchange. We would like to have this nicely implemented in Arrow. And PyAero also. For now, it's implemented for Arrow arrays only to produce. We would like to have the consumption also. And we would like to connect this extension tensor arrays with this methods to have the seamless interchange between other Python libraries that use tensors, for example, QPy, TensorFlow, PyTorch, etc. Okay, so now it's implemented for arrays. You can go from PyAero array to any of those produce, you could go into any of those, but not go back, and it's not implemented for the extension arrays yet, but that's what we would like to do. If there's any wish for that and thumbs up, that would be awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.